It's episode 109 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Gertier. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, it's our 2016 summer movie preview. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or find us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or search for us on Facebook. Search for the Hodgepodge Podcast and like our page. And once again, we would like to welcome back author Matt King.
Hey, what's up? I was just inviting people over for a live taping for the show.
And they're already here.
They're already here.
Right.
So we don't need that laugh track anymore.
Good, awesome. So this is our summer movie preview. We do this every year, I think. And a lot of big movies coming out this summer. I'll also be writing one up with probably more extensive. So I guess we should probably just hit the biggest ones.
That'll work.
The first movie, the big movie we should hit
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Money Monster. Of course. Money Monster.
I don't think so.
Tarzan.
Of course, the first biggest one coming out is coming out as we speak this week.
Right, Captain America, Civil War. It's poised to make all the money.
It will probably make the most money. I've heard the arguments, but yeah. I think it'll probably make the most money.
The only thing is, it depends on how
Rogue One.
It depends on how people respond.
Oh, you're talking
One.
All year or all the year. Summer?
Oh, for the okay. Summer, hands
for
down.
Summer, easily.
Forget it.
It's possible. It's possible. Rogue One. I just have a feeling that there will be people that will shy away from Rogue One because it's not.
If they put Darth Vader in it, I think people will go to see it.
Right. It's hard to bet against Star Wars.
Yeah. Cap's already making a ton of movie overseas. It's getting great reviews. So I'm hopeful that it's going to be great.
Hopeful.
I mean,
fingers crossed that it's not going to suck.
These are excellent. I mean, Kevin Smith has already said it's the best Marvel film ever. Look. You can say what you want about Kevin Smith. I'm not saying I'll agree with him. I'm saying he will always be honest.
No, I know, but Kevin Smith could have a conversation with Ralph Garman tomorrow and he'll change his mind completely. He'll do a complete 180. He's very high, hyperbolic when he does that stuff. He did a review of The Dark Knight Rises. Right. Like, oh my god, blah, blah, blah.
Robert Downey Jr. says it's the best movie he's ever made. So there's two.
He has zero incentive.
There's two. Yeah.
So, no.
Adam Goldberg.
Matt Goldberg.
Matt Goldberg.
Gave it a D+. So it's like the greatest.
Gold. Yeah. He knows gold.
Berg.
What did I say?
No. You said it's gold. I said Berg.
Oh, go for that.
I hope it's going to be better than Winter Soldier because it's, this is their, this is the Russo's second, at bat with Captain America. So. But we're not gonna belabor Captain America because we're gonna do a whole episode on it next week. So
not even my most anticipated movie of the summer.
No, mine neither.
Well, it is mine. So
well, there. We know. There you go. Should we cover that one? The next one?
Yeah, that's a couple weeks.
A couple weeks later. So
May 20th
sees the release of The Nice Guys, which is mine and Dirty A's most anticipated movie.
Cannot wait.
This is Shane Black, who did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
This is a spiritual sequel to that movie.
And he also did Iron Man 3.
Who cares?
It's gonna be Ryan Gosling, and Russell Crowe, and they play. Ryan Gosling plays a detective in the '70s. Russell Crowe's like a local tough guy
in the '80s.
And they have to, and they get into a time machine, and then they have to work together to solve a case. For Kim Basinger. So it's going to be interesting, reunion of Russell Crowe and Kim Basinger
from L.A. Confidential. Yeah.
But it looks hilarious. The trailers are really, really fun.
My only critique is the same one I have about trailers. They've given away too many funny scenes. In
you
the
think
trailers
so?
Already in no, the second trailer, I don't want to see that many funny scenes. So.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
The week before that is a movie that I want to see just based on the pedigree that's involved, Money Monster, but the trailers haven't really sold me on it.
I'm not sold on it. I'll see it.
Right.
Of course we'll see it. Yeah. We see everything.
We saw Transformers.
I haven't even seen the trailer for it, so I'm not sold
really?
On
it. The trailer doesn't do a whole lot for me.
There's some kind of conspiracy going on with that.
Is it an actual monster? Cause that's
no, way. It's not. George Clooney and Julia Roberts are in it. It's directed by Jodie Foster.
He plays the bad
Jim,
money.
He plays Jim Cramer. He plays like Jim Cramer type guy.
That, I have seen it.
But it sounds like, it looks like from the trailer, there's some kind of conspiracy involved or something like that. So maybe they're just keeping that tamped down to not give it away.
Another, yeah, the trailer, I think, gives that whole movie away.
I think so too.
Basically.
I think I looked at both of you actually when I saw that trailer. I definitely dug off like, That guy's definitely dying in the end of this movie.
Like that's how put a
you know that's how the movie ends. This is like that guy dies.
Yeah.
The same weekend as Nice Guys is Neighbors 2. Did you see the first one?
Neighbors?
Yeah. I like the first Neighbors. I thought it was funny. This one looks like it's gonna be more of the same. Yeah. But I didn't love Neighbors, so I'm definitely it comes out the same weekend as Nice Guys.
That's not my anticipated Zac Efron movie of the summer, let's just say.
No, it's not. You're thinking of the Stangle Brothers.
Baywatch.
No, that's next year.
That's next year. They're just filming that. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see him eat it in the sand? That video
face
him
first.
Face planting in the sand.
Memorial Day weekend, X-Men Apocalypse comes out. Apocalypse starts looking better and better with each subsequent thing they reveal.
I'm not excited about it.
I'm not either. But Singer like defended that the whole thing.
He did.
Well, we had to get it out there. It's like, but you're putting out an unfinished product.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Like, why?
You didn't actually. Point counterpoint. No, you did not. You did not have to get it out there when it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. But I love the X-Men. So I really like the last one a lot. So
Storm and a Mohawk. I'm sold.
Yeah. And they just...
She has to have her accident, though. Otherwise, I'm walking out of the theater.
We'll see what happens.
Walking out of the theater.
But don't count on it.
I bet you don't walk out of the theater.
Bet me, right now.
I bet you you won't walk out of the theater when she doesn't have an accident.
I will eventually walk out of that theater.
Before the movie ends.
See, you didn't say that, though.
Oh, I see.
That's like my spoiler...
Touché, sir.
That's like my spoiler alert for Civil War. They all die. Eventually. So I'm excited for it, and also in the latest trailer they revealed, because that comes out the same weekend as the latest Alice in Wonderland thing.
Whatever.
But Fox is like, we need to get asses in the seats. Wolverine's in it, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles comes out in June, the new sequel, which actually doesn't look terrible.
I mean, at least it finally got Rocksteady and Bebop in there.
Yeah, it looks more like like the cartoon. Yeah. I was actually, when I was doing my, typing up my thing, my preview, Fred Armisen voices Krang.
Oh, nice.
Perfect casting.
I hope you play some bongos too.
I hope so too. This looks like it focuses more on the turtles. The first movie was more of the April O'Neil origin story, so hopefully this will be a little bit.
You know, what better. You always want to see when you go see a Ninja Turtle movie. Yeah.
More April O'Neil. More April. Also in June, you've got Warcraft, which is. That's another movie that's like supposed to be this huge.
About.
It's supposed to be this huge blockbuster.
Hopefully it will be a huge blockbuster for those people that love that world so much. Yeah. I've never been involved in that, so it means nothing to me. I'm probably just going to skip the movie altogether.
Yeah, because you're not a real swords and sorcery type guy.
No, never.
It's directed by Duncan Jones, who did Moon and did Source Code. And, we like a lot of his other stuff.
Movies, yeah.
The trailers just haven't really grabbed me.
I don't think the technology is good enough for this type of movie yet.
Yeah.
I mean, as far along as technology has come... I mean, but then again, you know, we just saw The Jungle Book, which is 99...
Animals, they do well. Because look at the Planet of the Apes movies. Those apes are incredible. But animals, they do fine. It's when you do something that's human or fanciful, you know, something that's supposed to look human-ish. The same thing with BFG coming out.
Yeah.
The giants all look cartoonish and fake.
Yeah.
Even though they made it look like Mark Rylance, you know, the BFG.
That is big fucking giants.
It is Big Fucking Giant. Okay. Yeah, it is. It's definitely. The R-rated version.
Definitely. Yeah. Spielberg all the way.
Yeah. So it's the same kind of thing. I almost feel like both these movies should have done what Peter Jackson did, Lord of the Rings, just do makeup and do, you know, perspective shooting. You know, like, oh, look how tall he is, you know.
But for these orcs, they're like
you can't do that
5 feet wide.
You can't do that for a Warcraft type of creature.
Yeah. Well, then you put him in a suit.
That one... flies off my radar every two seconds after I hear about it.
I'll see it, but I mean, the trailers just haven't gotten me excited.
I would rather see a movie of
Corden
and what's his face? They do the ad for the online game with the pigs flying.
Oh, Christoph Waltz. And James Corden.
Yeah. Oh, that,
Yes, he did. Also in June, you've got Finding Dory, which is the sequel to Finding Nemo.
Sure, that'll make a lot of bank.
It probably will. My fear for that movie is that it's going to be another Cars 2.
I think it's somewhere in the middle, because they're not going to let it be as bad as Cars 2, but it goes back to the well. They've already shown it.
Right.
I mean, repeating jokes. The ocean. It's true.
It's an ocean.
You think that now, though. It could be a well.
That's
a twist.
That's the twist.
I'm hoping it's going to be more Toy Story 2 and less Cars 2. But but because it's so similar, I'm like, There's a couple movies that are ripping off Toy Story this year. There's that Pets, Secret Life of Pets. Yeah. The latest trailer I saw for that was exactly Toy Story.
I think that Secret Life of Pets, the most recent trailer I saw, lost me.
Yeah.
The first trailer I thought was hilarious, that little bit.
Yeah.
But when you find out what the actual story's about.
It's Buzz Lightyear and Woody. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
No, I don't want to see the story that it's about.
Surprised Disney hasn't sued them yet. Also that month is Central Intelligence. Which is the opposite for me on that one. The first trailer didn't sell me. The second trailer really sold me on that
first
movie.
One. It looks funny.
It looks funny.
This again is Dwayne
Johnson and Kevin Hart, and it looks hilarious. I'm actually wondering if, based on the flashback scenes and the way he sings and stuff like that, I'm actually wondering if his character is going to be gay, which would be a neat twist on the genre if they did that.
Which one?
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, okay.
But it looks funny. It looks like we're going to do this. Is that cool? No. Cool.
I just said no.
I guess we're going to go see Independence Day 2.
Hell yes.
Oh, God. Starring Jeff Goldblum and Liam, the least talented.
Will an alien get punched in the face?
Probably.
Check.
Welcome to Earth.
He didn't say Earth. He did not say Earth. I loved Independence Day, man. I can't wait. It's going to suck. I know it's going to suck.
I told him in the theater the other day, you know, I had some entertainment value out of Independence Day. I will enjoy this movie, I'm sure.
Yep.
Independence Day, I liked up until the immediate aftermath after the aliens attack.
Well, that's
and then
that's
it just goes
the whole
in
the, movie.
I know, but then it just goes in the toilet. So stupid.
See, like the first 20 minutes.
When they're in the tunnel and the fire comes down the tunnel and they open the door and the fire doesn't come in and burn them all to death, I'm like, you lose.
That's not how fire works.
That's not how that works.
And the dog just...
Of course the dog lives. The dog is the president of the United States in this movie.
But it had the first dog.
Yeah, sure he did. Not even
that. That movie is flawless. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. In July, there's a movie we're probably going to be looking forward to. Our Kind of Traitor, which is another John Carrey adaptation with Ewan McGregor, Naomi Harris, and Stellan Skarsgård.
I think that might be a little more satirical in there.
I don't know. The trailer seems pretty dead serious.
I just mean more so than... some of this other stuff.
Right.
It's not by any means a satirical movie, but yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
His movies are great. The BBC show Night Manager has kicked off
AMC.
On AMC, but it's a BBC
show. Oh, it is? Okay, I didn't know it was on BBC first.
Yeah.
Okay. I still haven't watched the second episode yet.
It's really good. It sucks you in the first episode.
Yeah, it's really
John
good.
LeCard knows how to write a spy story.
Yeah. Also, there's another Purge coming out. I'm sure we're all excited for that.
Yeah. Sure. I'll have my sticker. I purged.
Also in July, the movie I guess you were referring to, maybe. Or were you referring to Baywatch?
No.
So the date, Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Yeah.
This is like a very high concept movie that is totally stupid, but it looks like it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
These guys fuck up every family event that they have. Their parents say you have to get dates for your sister's wedding in Hawaii. So they put it out there on TV. And like, I think it's a Craigslist.
They run an ad.
They run an ad that they, and then Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza are like these two deadbeat girls who are like, they're taking us to Hawaii. And
deadbeat, super hot.
Oh, yeah, girls. Yeah. But I mean, but they're just like, they're garbage. So it's like,
take that garbage out.
But, as Aubrey Plaza says in the trailer, we're going to be respectable as fuck. And they basically trick these guys, taking them to Hawaii, and then hilarity ensues.
Right. That was a really funny movie.
Also, that month is probably the biggest gamble, I would say, of the summer. Ghostbusters comes out in July.
Which, given that they just announced that they plan to re-release the original Ghostbusters in the theaters this summer, like, seriously? You're rebooting a movie, but then you're announcing on top of that you're going to re-release? And they just did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like...
It's the same team that did The Heat. It's Paul Feig Katie Dippold. And, it's all lady Ghostbusters, funny ladies, which is fine. The only problem is the trailer. It's the same problem as I had with The Heat, because I loved The Heat after I saw it, but the trailers didn't give you any clue as to how great that movie was going to be. And that's the problem with this movie. The trailers, you don't know if it's a sequel, a reboot, or a remake.
Whatever it is, it looks like shit to me.
As of right now, yeah.
And here's my problem with the all-lady cast. Because to me, it makes it look like this movie is going to make it look like that's a bad idea. This movie's going to probably, this movie could easily tank. And then Hollywood will see that as a reason to stop casting all female leads.
Right.
And that's not the, that would not be the lesson to take out of. Right. Right.
Just like the Deadpool lesson, you know, everything has to be rated R.
Right. Right. Know? So that's my only problem with this being an all female cast is that I hope it, I want it to succeed just for the sole fact of I don't want that Hollywood to look, learn that false lesson.
Right.
But to me, the movie, I think it looks terrible.
I think you think that because Thor's in it.
Thor.
See?
Fucking Thor. That's why Civil War is going to do so well.
Because,
Later that month is the action fest that everyone knows as Star Trek.
Next.
Yeah, they've killed that movie in the trailer. Yeah.
They kind of have.
It's a shit trailer.
And like, it's the trailer's not good, and there's zero buzz in that movie at all. They did reshoots. Now, unlike with Suicide Squad, where they were like, oh, we're adding like a couple action sequences, you know, in Star Trek, they added like a whole new character to the movie, and you're like, wow, this is gonna be a fucking mess.
at least in the first two that they've done, they allow the science fiction to breathe and be science fiction on as the primary element. This one, they basically the trailer makes it look like this is just an adventure.
Fast and Furious Star Trek.
Yeah, Fast and Furious,
which is appropriate because Justin Lin is directing it,
and yeah, it just doesn't work for me.
At the end of July is a movie I'm really looking forward to, Jason Bourne. Matt Damon comes back as Jason Bourne.
There was some good buzz on that.
Yeah, Paul Greengrass is back as the director. And it's funny, they were just playing The Bourne Legacy this weekend on TV and cable.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to a guy at work why it has to do with Jason Bourne, but not really.
It's funny, people have kind of already forgotten Jason Bourne and how badass that series is. So this will be a good...
Yeah, the trailer looks awesome. The full trailer came out the other day. It looks great.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good to see Matt Damon in that role. That's the role that basically made him a superstar. Then in August, Suicide Squad, the next DC Universe movie comes out.
Looks pretty decent.
Looks like a lot of fun. Yeah. The biggest sticking point for me will be Jared Leto as the Joker. I don't know how he's going to do. He looks okay in the trailer so far, but I don't know how he's going to...
Until we get there.
Yeah, until we get there. Ben Affleck is going to be in it as Batman. We don't know how much, though.
Yeah.
And that's another rumor. The new rumor
is now like more than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
He may be more integral to the plot than you think.
Yeah, and that's good because Ben Affleck is one of the best parts of Batman Superman.
Martha.
The Founder. Did you see the trailer for this? Did you see the trailer for The Founder with Michael Keaton?
Yes.
This movie looks great.
Yeah, it's about the Founder of McDonald's.
Well, he's quote-unquote the Founder of McDonald's. Right, this is the guy that franchised... Yeah, this is the guy who franchised McDonald's. But it's based on a book, so it might be a one-sided account.
Right.
But basically, the way the trailer makes it look like is that he completely swindled the guys that basically created McDonald's and then became like the head of McDonald's.
Yeah. Now his placard is in every McDonald's. Right. Every McDonald's.
And Michael Keaton is on a tear the last few years. I'm really looking forward to that movie. Sausage Party comes out the week after that, which looks hilarious. This is another kind of Toy Story thing, which what food does when humans aren't around.
Oh, and this is Seth Rogen.
Yes, this is Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg and their R-rated animated movie, which looks hilarious. Basically, the premise is that all they want to do all the time is they want humans to take them home and to their house, but unfortunately they don't know what happens when they get there. And then when they see what happens, they're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here! And so it's almost like a Escape from Alcatraz type thing with the food. And I guess the last one we'll talk about, since we're kind of just jamming through this, War Dogs comes out in the middle of August. And that's a movie it's got Jonah Hill and Miles Teller, and it's based on a true story. It's about these contractors who basically lowballed a contract to supply weapons to American allies in like Afghanistan,
like lowballed to the point of you can't do it with that.
They were like $50 million under like the lowest bidder, and then in the trailer when they tell Jonah Hill this, he's like, His head's gonna explode. It's a total comedy.
Yeah.
And they the posters that are out are really playing up like a Scarface vibe with it. You should watch the trailer for it if you haven't seen
it. It looks really funny.
It's really, really funny.
So you left Tarzan off the list. It's a $180 million movie.
Well, man, we can talk about that real quick.
Talk about zero buzz. I know. And no one cared.
I completely forgot it was coming out.
That's the thing with Tarzan is that, you know, Hollywood has had a bad percentage, batting percentage in the last 20 years trying to do these pulp heroes. Even the Conan remake
hopefully this
failed.
Time they'll finally use Baltimore as Jungle Boy in the movie.
I can't get out of here. The thing about Tarzan, the movie, is that it takes place, I guess, after he's returned to civilization. So
I mean, it's a different take on it.
It's a different take on it.
I don't think anyone cares about any take on Tarzan.
I think it's the same thing as like Lone Ranger and John Carter, and yeah. No one's going to care about it.
No one.
Nope.
But we'll see what happens.
Almost as much as nobody's going to care about the Jungle Book coming out next year.
Oh, right.
Is that still coming out next year?
Well,
no, they moved it, didn't they? They moved it again.
Well, they pushed it back a little bit.
It's still,
to 2018,
still,
I thought.
No, I think it's still next year.
I think it's still next year.
I thought it was 2018.
But it's like, I think they're pushing it back. And that's the precursor to...
But see, I don't even know why they do that. Like, it's one thing if you have, like, the two asteroid movies or the two Bugs Life...
Comet.
The Bugs Life and Ants, you know, that, you know, like that. But when you... It's the same... You're adapting the same work. What are you doing?
They could call it the Swamp Book. Change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
To have then an Armageddon Deep Impact situation. All right.
It's like if Superman was in like the public consciousness, and you just, you know, I got a Superman movie, so do I. Hey, me too. It's like, yeah. What are you doing this shit for? So that'll do it for our summer preview that we kind of whipped right through, but we have hungry people here. Yeah. But we'll
our
be
studio audience is getting restless.
We'll be we didn't give them food. We'll have reviews for all these movies coming up, and if you want a more in-depth thing, I got the written one will be on the site. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next time.